ESPN Wisconsin. Good vibes Friday. No Ben Bruss, Sunbelt Benny on the call for the Sunbelt Tournament. Today, tomorrow, and catch them. ESPN Plus, Gabe Neitzel, mornings. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee in his place. Of course, Chris Larson, Josh DiMaggio, you, the Scalzo and Bruss family, and we're excited to be joined as we are every Friday, host of Homer and Tony, 2 to 4 on ESPN Milwaukee. He is Homer. What's up, Homer?
I can add some information on the integrity of the sausage race if you'd like.
I'll listen to anything you have to say about sausages, Homer.
Well, originally it was not every day. It was on Sundays, and then they expanded it. And when the team was really bad, I went to Laurel Priebe, who was the owner-in-law. No, let's see. He was in charge of things. I said, you know what you should do with the sausage race? You should have the hot dog, like, tackle the sausage. Then you have some... You know, they bring the police out, and then you have the hot dog has a press conference, and he shows pictures of the sausage cheating. I said, you know, add a little pizzazz to it, you know. And he goes, nope. I go, what do you mean, nope? He goes, that would destroy the integrity of the race.
So this race has a lot of integrity.
I didn't really have much of an answer to that. And then it was how many years later when who is it, the Pirates guy? Simon?
Randall.
Hit somebody
Randall
in
Simon.
The race. And yeah, I just thought it would have been awesome. You know, that was before David Gruber. You'd have David Gruber, the defendant for the hot dog, and showing pictures of the Polish sausage cheating with some, you know, bad. Oh, it would have been, I mean, the team was horrible. They haven't needed that in a few years. But back then,
Homer,
they were out of it by May 1st.
Have you had any of these ideas that have actually been utilized by teams or schools?
I think the answer is no. If there were any, I thought that was one of my best. I can't remember it anymore. So yes, there has not been an overwhelming thought. Yeah, Homer, let's go with that.
Telling me that members of the Selig Priebe family have been shooting out down your ideas for decades.
I don't know how many I suggested. But that was what I remember it because, I mean, how are you going to forget when somebody says that would destroy the integrity of the race? that's just a special line, you know. It's similar to Sal Bando, right or wrong. The only thing he's ever remembered for is when asked about Paul Molitor when they didn't re-sign him, he's just a DH. And that isn't necessarily fair. But that's, you know, everybody has those lines that kind of define it, and that will always be mine. So you brought up the integrity of the race, and I said, I heard it first. I'm sure it was the first time it was ever stated as far as the integrity of the race, but I can't verify that for sure. But I'm pretty comfortable holding that opinion.
Who's your go-to sausage in the race, Homer? Who do you root for, and what's your favorite sausage to eat?
All I know is that people have done it, and I think it's a real race. I mean, you can see right away, you've had some runners in there, and they just destroy people. They have guests at times, but yeah, I believe that it's a fair race every night. Now, there could be slight exceptions to that, but my guess is it's legit. But I in no way claim that I have inside information, if there is inside information.
Wait, so you're telling me when you go to a Brewers game in non-COVID times and the sausage race is about to start, you don't reach into the wallet, grab out a single dollar bill, and throw it down on a sausage?
No, can't have never really engaged in the love that people have for it. No, I going to games in order to express enable their interest, we would say that we would pay if a player hit a home run or a double, but. And maybe we did something for the sausage race. No, I've...
Wait, you would pay your kids for every home run?
I've never fully enjoyed the greatness of the race.
Did you just say you would pay your kids for every home run?
Yeah. So you know, like each batter, so there's three of them, and all right, you got this batter, and they hit a home run, you get a buck. They hit a single, I don't know what it was. It was like, I think it was a dime, a quarter, and a dollar. Yeah, we wanted to watch the game. Yeah, otherwise it'd be just... They didn't give a hoot. They want to go do something else. But they watched the game and knew the game when money was on the line. Yes, we taught our kids how to numbers by playing five-card draw. poker was the way you learned numbers when you were really young. It's great.
Homer, way ahead of the sports gambling trend and how it's going to impact people watching sports. You should have got invested in that industry long ago, and you'd be making more than Skip Bayless is about to make.
Yeah, this is a tough time. It's the worst thing anybody can ever say to me when they go, like, you just like Bayless. And I go, you can't be a bigger loser than to be compared to Bayless, and he's making $8 million, and I'm two commas short of that. So, like, you just... If you're being compared to Bayless, at some point there should be some comparison to him other than that thought. So,
talking to Homer here on Scalzo and Bros.
$8 million a year.
$8 million a year. It's a lot more than Jair Alexander's going to be making this year.
I don't know. Somebody makes somebody amount of money. It's hard for me to think of anything that is more amazing than Skip Bayless making $8 million a year. I don't know.
Who's gonna get more bang for their buck? Fox paying $8 million a year for Skip Bayless, or the Brewers paying $12 million this year for Jackie Bradley Jr.?
I would guess Bradley, because I like that. He's going to play. I think he's going to play every day. And when Kane can't play, he's in center field. He's a great fielder. You know him better than I do. But they're going to win with pitching and defense, and they're going to have a great center fielder every day of the year. And I don't know how well he'll hit, but they want defense, and he's a great addition in that. And they're paying. If he has a good year, he's gone. He's got the option for the second year, so they're basically saying, you hit like last year, which he did hit very well, then he's gone and going to get way more money than they're paying him.
Homer, you say you're going
to... I have all the way. I've already gone to Chicago and bet on the Brewers to win the division. I bet 100 for me, 100 for Tony, and 100 for Pebble at almost 4-1 odds that they would win the division. Because Baseball Prospectus picked them, this is a couple weeks ago, and I had never given it that thought, but they're doing everything for pitching and defense, and the only team I'm worried about is the Cardinals. But every day they seem to get a little bit better. So I put my money on the line.
Who is Pebble?
That would be Chris Larson, our producer.
Why is he Pebble?
I've forgotten. They didn't like my nickname. I can't remember what it was, so I just went with it. No, they said The Rock or something. I said, you can't be The Rock. Or I said he should be The Rock, and they said, come on, you can't be The Rock. You can do whatever you want. So we somewhat compromised on the Pebble. I don't determine anything. Tony's in charge of all that stuff, so. Yeah, I have to ask him.
Chris Larson, why do they call you Pebble? You have to remember, Chris.
Is that close?
Yeah, so they were trying to come up with a nickname for me, and we landed on, I just out of the blue, because we were talking about The Rock one day. I'm like, I want to be The Rock. And then so they dubbed me The Rock then for a couple days, and then they came back after that, and they're like, you still want to be The Rock? This is all on air, mind you. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think I'm good enough to be The Rock yet. And then so then Tony coined me the Pebble then, so then it just stuck after that.
Yep.
Do you like that nickname? Because I feel like you're not a huge fan of that nickname.
Oh, it's fine. We need a nickname, so we came up with it, so that's what it is.
Wait, Homer, why? And I guess I've never understood this, even though I hosted a show with you for 6.5 years. Like, what is the obsession with nicknames? Because you tried to give me a nickname, and I feel fortunate that we failed in giving me a nickname.
No, Flash was your nickname. That would have gone. You really didn't like it. Flash is definitely your nickname. So,
because of his speed, because he's fast.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Ran an incredible 40 time. Yes, Flash. It was good too, but you had no interest in it.
Gabe clearly doesn't think it's good.
Well, no. Okay. So here's what happened. Here's what I think happened, and you can correct me if I'm wrong in how I remember this, Homer.
I'm sure you remember better than I do. Go ahead.
Well, we started doing the show together, and he wanted to give me the nickname. And I was doing a Saturday show at that time, and somebody dimed me out saying that I was bragging on that Saturday show that I could still run a 4.640. Homer asked if I could, and I said, yes, I could. And he said, okay, you have to earn the nickname. Gave me a month to get ready. A month later, we run the 40. 40, ran it in 4.6. It was awesome. But I think at that point, after we did the show for a month together, like Homer just got used to calling me Gabe. He didn't want to change the rhythm of how, you know, he would say Homer and Gabe and all that. So I think that that's how the nickname, that even though I earned the nickname, got discarded.
What's the
I'm sure that's true.
What's the nickname you're most proud of giving?
Oh, the best nickname ever was the Teenage Assassin for Travis Diener. No doubt about it. That was the best. And then, as is often occurs with my nicknames, after his freshman year in college, somebody called in and said, you can't call him the Teenage Assassin. I go, what do you mean? He goes, he's not a teenager. He's 20. I said, there's no way he's 20. He's a freshman in college. Well, he was 20. So I changed, and I never should have. So I should have said, forget it. I even call him that now, but more now. But now he's the $1.2 million man. But that was probably one of my favorites. There have been so many, it's hard to keep
Homer
track, you know?
Well, one of my favorite Homer nickname stories deals with Homer, who gave himself originally the nickname of the Falcon. And he has told the story of giving himself the nickname of the Falcon early in his radio career to a few people. One of these people he told the story to was Ron Dane, who to this day, every time he sees Homer, he calls him the Falcon.
And you know, we both know why.
Why?
Because he doesn't remember your name.
He don't remember my name. But Falcon, how many Falcons do you meet? Yes, it was on some bus ride someplace at Cole or something. Yeah, I mean, come on, how many Falcons you got? That's pretty much why I started nicknames. I can't remember anybody's name, but once you got a nickname, I mean, Tom Cruise, come on.
That was my nickname that you gave me, Homer. That is true. For a long time as a young man, yes, you called me Tom Cruise every
and
time.
And I don't know when I actually realized that your first name was Phil.
Homer, you're making a new t-shirt that's COVID is over, even though it isn't over. Can you explain what that means?
I love that. Yeah, it's over. I mean, people are moving on in their own ways, but I understand it's not officially over. It's like at the end of a sports game where there's like 8 minutes left and you're up by nine. It's not over, but you know it's over. Love it.
All right.
Now, I understand not everybody sees it that way.
You don't see a potential for a comeback either.
People's
it's not a 28-3.
The way they're living, yeah, it's over. Bad as it was, everybody's moving on to a certain degree. And the attitude, everybody, you know, I understand people are going to fight it with just how they feel about it. But everybody sees life now. It's the people are coming back. It's over. But
easy to say when you got the vaccine.
Yeah, I don't even know what to do. Like, I was so happy when I got, because I'm old enough. It's the only benefit ever of being old. There's no benefit to being old. But this one, you got the vaccine. So I get the second vaccine, and I turn to the nurse and I go, I'm getting the t-shirt made. She goes, what? Yeah, I've had both vaccines. I can do whatever the hell I want. Yeah. She goes, no, you can't. I mean, what do you mean, no, I can't? Well, no, but you can still get it, but you're not going to suffer. You could give it to somebody else. So I was just like really sad. She says, so this never ends. So there's some truth to that, but I'm still not exactly sure what I can and can't do. We had the debate with Tony on the show. I mean, I thought I don't know what the percentages are. But anyway, you mean everybody. I just think everybody's observed. People are going back closer toward a normal life. You know, it's not there yet, but, you know, it's just like baseball games or the sporting events. Fans are coming back. We know they're all coming back, and the fact that they started to come back means that incredibly tough, depressing, prison-like life is over.
I hope so, Homer. You're right. We're excited. It's about to get warm. Gabe and Josh declared winter was over yesterday. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Don't ever forget the integrity of the sausage race, please.